What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed, it is our Friday morning look, our last look for this week. Some of those stories here in the local news in the Republic of Panama. The President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, requested on Thursday that the public ministry be allowed to advance in an important investigation that is being carried out by the alleged disappearance of doses of the drug fentanyl of controlled use. President Cortizo's pronouncement comes after it was confirmed that at least 10,000 doses of the fentanyl drug that the Social Security Fund, the CSS, had acquired disappeared several weeks ago from the entity. The important thing is that the public ministry, which is responsible for investigating, does the work that determines who has participated or articulated in this case, said Cortizo, during a community work tour in David in the province of Chiriquí. The Panamanian president said that he prefers not to advance criteria in this process since he trusts the administration of justice. According to the National Institute on Drug Abuse, fentanyl is a potent synthetic opioid, lab-made, that is approved by the Food and Drug Administration to treat severe pain related to surgery or complex pain conditions. In the past decade, illegally manufactured and distributed fentanyl, sometimes called illicitly manufactured fentanyl, and other illegally manufactured synthetic opioids have been discovered more frequently in drug supply. During this time, fentanyl and related substances have contributed to a dramatic increase in drug-related overdoses and deaths in the United States, the Institute notes on its website. Personnel of the public ministry carried out on Thursday a new diligence in the sector of Las Trancas in San Miguelito in search of new clues that helped to find the girl, Adeline Llerena, who has been missing since last September. The Homicide and Femicide Prosecutor's Office of San Miguelito drew at least 2 points to carry out a series of excavations in the area. Judicial officials carrying some shovels and rakes on their men had placed an awning in the area. Last week, prosecutors and a luminescence test was performed at a community residence to detect the presence of blood or other fluids. This after information that would have provided a protected witness. That diligence lasted until the early hours of the morning, but the results were not reported. The girl was last seen leaving the Gabriel Luis Galindo school. The international banking center and the Panamanian financial system as a whole is quite stable and solid. This was reiterated by the Superintendent of Banks of Panama, Amoray Castillo, who attended the inauguration of the seminars of the General Assembly of the Inter-American Development Bank. The risk for Panama is very limited. There is really no relationship or exposure, neither on the side of interbank deposits nor on the side of the investment portfolio, said the Panamanian banking regulator. He said that the Panamanian financial system is well armoured and with a focus on regional and local deposits. We have a strong, well-capitalised banking centre with sufficient liquidity levels to generate the confidence that every banking system in the world should have. Castillo said that they're closely analysing what is happening in the United States with the situation of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, and also in Europe with Credit Suisse. It's an issue we're monitoring very closely. Regulators from all over the world, including Panama, are very attentive to the development of the situation. The Superintendent of Banks believes that in the face of recent events, it is feasible to generate less pressure from the Federal Reserve of the United States and contain a little the pace of increase in interest rates. He indicated that in Panama, the adjustments that have been given of interest rates began with some banks for corporate clients, and in consumption in the case of credit cards, and sooner or later will be felt in mortgage loans, although in less impact because there is a large number of credits that have preferential interest that will not suffer increases in the interest rate. What has happened in the United States and the rapid action of American regulators is intended to generate a little more peace of mind and confidence. Next April, that's next month, the first works will begin on the underground section of Line 3 of the metro, which will allow the monorail to cross the bed of the Panama Canal. This was reported by Hector Ortega, General Director of the Panama Metro, who said that the Korean contractor HPH joint venture will begin the earthwork to dig the pit through which the tunnel boring machine that will be built, the underground section that will have an extension of 6 kilometres, will enter. The attack moat, technical name given to the area through which the IBM enters, will be located 300 metres after the entrance of Panama Pacifico in the direction of the Bridge of the Americas. Ortega explained that between July and September, the pieces of the tunnel boring machine currently being built in Germany should arrive in the country. Once the pieces arrive in Panama, the assembly process will take 4 months, and we expect the TBM to start working in January of 2023, explained Ortega. In March of 2020, the government decided to include the tunnel in the original design and remove the central lanes of the fourth bridge from the project. This was due to the fact that the latter project did not have financing for its execution. The Category 3 Environmental Impact Study, approved by the Ministry of Environment, indicates that the work would cost $528 million, but the final figure would be known when the Korean contractor delivers the final design. On the progress of the elevated section, the General Director of the Metro explained that the work, which is executed by the companies Hyundai Engineering and Construction Company Limited and POSCO Engineering Construction, registers an advance now of 35%. We have 20 work fronts. There are 4,200 direct workers, and we hope to launch the entire project during the second half of 2026, explained Ortega. When work begins on the tunnel in January of 2024, it will have been 35 months since the Korean contractor started work on the underground section. The embassies of Germany, Belgium, Canada, United States, France, Mexico, the Netherlands, Portugal and the United Kingdom in Panama spoke out on Thursday in defence of the rights of the LGBT community. We believe that all people are born free and equal in dignity and deserve to be treated that way. The rights of non-heterosexual people, gender diversity and the LGBT community are human rights and must be guaranteed, the statement said. These embassies are part of the Coalition for Equal Rights, which works to support the construction of safe and inclusive spaces in which the human rights and fundamental freedoms of all people are respected, regardless of their sexual orientation, gender identity or expression, or sex characteristics. Through a statement, the Supreme Court of Justice announced on Wednesday, the 1st of March, the ruling that declared that the phase between a man and a woman contained in the family code nor the expression persons of the same sex is not unconstitutional. With this ruling, which to date is not known in detail, experts have indicated that the door to equal marriage in Panama is closed. Although Panama has been recovering from the disastrous paralysis of tourism during the worst years of the pandemic, the country has not managed to reach or exceed the number of visitors of 2019, the year that is now the reference, since it is the period prior to confinement, travel restrictions, the massive use of masks and the application of vaccine against COVID-19. The administrator of the Tourism Authority of Panama, Ivan Iskildsen, said that the official figure of visitor arrivals should reflect that 1,945,000 people arrived in the country through its different doors of entry during 2022. This means that they were more than double the 800,000 visitors registered in 2021, a low figure as we were coming out of the pandemic. However, the number of travellers who arrived during the past year is still below the 2.2 million visitors the country received at the end of 2019. A positive point, according to the authorities, is that the month of November of 2022 exceeded the same period of 2019 for the first time since the coronavirus appeared. So, they calculate that 2023 will be the total recovery of the ground that had been lost. And there we go. I know they're packing them in. Somebody said to me the other day, I went to Casco the other day and you could hardly move, which is a great thing. Of course, this has been helped by the cruise ships coming in and treating Panama now as a home port. So, well done. Right, that's it. That brings us to the end of our little look for this Friday, for this week, of some of the stories here in the local news compiled for you on this programme.